Okay, Wednesday night, oral
something. It has to be oral something. And it is. It's oral chas dalet tebes. We're moving along. It's almost Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's almost Tu B'Shvat. It's Shem Purim. It's Shem Pesach. It's Shem Shavuos. It's Shem Yano. Okay, we're learning Menachas Chinuch, and we're learning the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros, mitzvah 18. And we're up to what we have as... No, we're up to Zion, not Vav. Okay, you know, we'll start from Vav so that we can all start together. We'll start from Vav. It's only a few lines. What? Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. Dine HaMitzvah, he's going to hold out. He's going to go through all 613 with that old Minchas Chinuch. The one where you have to make a special sefer of Rosh Tevis, just for that sefer, because he just made up his own Rosh Tevis. Okay, Dine, what?
I'm starting to learn this.
Yeah. But Dine HaMitzvah, where you shecht it, and yes, a balmum, not a balmum, there's a mokum nishchat, but there's a zman, hinei b'chor tam, nishchat ba'azora, it's a carbon, automatically produces carbon, it's a beis hamikdash, obviously, you shecht it, in azora, v'nechol b'yushalayim, it's kachem kalim, so it's eating the whole city of Yushalayim, l'kohanim, v'nesheihim, v'levdehem, if it's a tam, so it's a b'chor, so it has a din, it's kachem kalim, but it's like the murim of kachem kalim, meaning the chaz of ashok, the parts that are, it's like the parts that are separated from every shlamim and given to the kohen, can only be eaten if you say zehom kohen in the morning. Hamurim mecha lekohanim l'nesheihem l'nevneihem l'avdeihem. It can't be. It can only be eaten by the kohen and his household. So the whole Bukhar is like that. It's a matana l'kohen, and it can only be eaten l'kohanim l'nesheihem l'nevneihem l'avdeihem. Kedin kachim kalim, meaning the murim of kachim kalim, the part that's murim and given. Here there's no haroma. There's no din to pick it up. It's the whole carbon, but it has that din of the chaz v'shoik of every shlomim and toda also for that matter. And it's only eaten by the kohanim in his household. That's if it's a tam. I Rambam kan perik alaf v'lochabez v'luchos maisi akabonas perikay v'perik tes v'perik yud v'chor balmum nishchat v'chol makom, because it's a balmum and it's like a balmum that doesn't need pidyon. A regular kachim that became a balmum is also not fit to be a carbon, but until you uphold it, there's nothing you can do. It's kedushas carbon, and you can't eat it. You can't do anything. Even after pidyon, it has dinim. You can't milk it. You can't work with it. But before you uphold it, it's mamish kadosh. But the Bukhar is not like that. The Bukhar doesn't eat pinyon. So if the Bukhar is a balmum, then you can eat it right away. You don't have to be called it. Nishchat b'chol makom, v'nechal afilu yoyzim yishnei yomim b'laylo echad. It doesn't have the dinim, the strictures of the carbon, and it can be eaten by anyone, even a guy.
The coin can sell it to someone else or give it to them?
I believe the coin can sell it, yes. Mice or behemoth you can't sell. There's a special din. You can't sell mice or behemoth, but a b'chor you could. Once it's a balmum. Yeah. A b'chor tam in a nechal l'shneyam v'laylo echad, because it's a carbon and that's the rules of its eating. Ayin kol hashah, akol b'shas. Ramam kan either. Yeah. V'hinei. Next paragraph, which we have in Zion. V'hinei mitzvah lechol ha-b'chor toch shnoso. Before it's a year old. Bein tam bein balmum. Sheneba b'tora, we actually learned that from a pasuk. Zayin Hashem alakech tochlenu shana b'shana. So we learn out one year, each year. Came up with b'shas b'charis perik ad kama chavav midbeis.
But with this balmum, it means from birth.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, if you got a half a year old, so you do this before it's a year old.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see. Bisman hazeh, you could have a bechor that's over a year old, because if it doesn't have a mum, there's nothing you can do. So you're waiting around for it to get a mum, and now it becomes over a year old. And now you have to know how long do you have from when it gets its mum. Once it's over a year old, then you have 30 days, something like that. Okay. But the basic din is that you have to eat the bechor within the first year, whether it's a tamim and you bring it as a karban or a balmum.
So if a goy has it now as a balmum, he has to eat it every year.
What do you mean?
I thought we said it's a balmum, anybody could eat it.
Yeah, but it belongs to the cousin.
Yeah, but he can give it to a goy.
If he decides to give it to a goy, the goy doesn't have a din to eat it within a year. The goy is a goy.
Oh, yeah? Or yeah, how about he tells us to give it to a Jew?
So did you have to eat it with me? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Came aboard Bishas Bechairas Perek at Kamach of Medvez of Rambam Khan Perek Aleph Aleph Ches Vayin Lecha Mishnah. The Noilad Leimum Tarshana, if you got a mum within the year, and the Rashay Lahashos Yosem Mishana, you still can't let it hang around over a year old. You're sitting around hoping you get some mum. You're not allowed to cause it to get a mum, by the way. That's part of the problem. It's also to make a mum in a bukhar and in a korban, and you're not allowed to even cause it to get a mum. That's part of the problem. It's not like you could chase it and make it run over rocky terrain and break a leg. You're not allowed to do that. So, okay, so if it got its mum after a year, when you had no choice and you waited, you have to wait till it gets a mum. It can be over a year old. You have 30 days. From when it gets a mum, even though it's now over a year old, we do give him 30 days. We don't say, oh, you got to shechit it tomorrow, tonight. Like, well, come on, let's go. You have 30 days when they have Shabbos Aveda Lebailim.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means you don't do that. You got to give him a chance to catch his breath.
Oh, that's not
it.
It means. This is the Raisa, the Rabbanan. What's going on here?
They're giving him 30 days. Probably once it's over a year old, the het there's no more din. The din is to eat it within the first year. I imagine that it's only midrabbanan that you have to eat it as soon as possible once it's over a year old, beheter. Like nowadays, you have no choice. You had to wait. You wouldn't have a bechor over a year old at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't happen. You're not allowed to keep it over a year. Nowadays, if you didn't sell the milk, you didn't do anything, you didn't make any shtick, so you're going to have a bechor and it's going to be over a year old. So there's no more din to eat it within a year. But now, with Rabbanan, you have to do this as soon as possible, but Rabbanan still gave you 30 days. 30 days is always the standard, it's called Zman Beisdin. Give a guy a chance to breathe. Anything you order a guy to do, he has 30, usually, almost everything. He has 30 days to do it. Some people will do it on day one, and some people will do it on day 30. I will tell you, I'll go through the shul and I'll tell you, no one will do it on day one, and we'll do it. No, you have people do it day 15 also. Two types. One thought you only have 15 days, so they came the last day. And one just found out that you have 30 days, and he came the first day that he found out about it, and it's just day 15, and he just found out about it. I remember, I think my first year here, second year here. So Benjamin Fishman takes care of membership, you know, people. So he came over to me, he had a list of people that hadn't signed up by the deadline. And he wanted to go over with me, and because they all couldn't really afford membership. So he went to, well, no, if I know them yet, if I know what the story with them is. So I said, wait a second, why is it that every person that didn't come on time can't really afford membership? He said, it's totally the same thing. That's why they don't have a proper job. They can't come on time. You know, you tell them a week, 2 weeks, they can't make it. Now we give 2 days because everything's online. We don't want you to bother coming in. We want you to click, click, click. Yisrael. You have 30 days to get your act together. You have to decide which kohen you're going to give it to, and so on. Avul emuetzel kohen, if it's already by the kohen, you gave it to the kohen already, and he's now it gets the moon by the kohen. Ain't noise and lays man klal. What does he need 30 days for? That's Rashi sheet. Avul atoyzu sham divimasul mei koshu. You got the kohen doesn't shleishim yoyim. Like I said, you gotta give him a chance to breathe. He's not ready to shechta tomorrow. Well, you have to figure out what he's doing.
But also a coin.
Only a coin. The Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is about
a coin.
If it happened when the coin had it already. According to Rashi, the Gemara is 30 days. It's only if it's by the Yisrael. He has 30 days to get it to a coin. And according to Tosfos, it's even if it happened by the Kohen, he has 30 days to decide when he's going to shecht it, where he's going to shecht it.
Which is the moon? A moon?
Yeah, he's continuing about shechting the moon.
A moon? So why did he get it to a Kohen for?
A Bechor is always matnas kahuna, even with a moon. We said that a lot of times already.
At the time of the temple? Okay.
No!
No?
A Bechor is matnas kahuna.
Even if he's matnas there.
Even Bizmanazet, even with some more, doesn't matter. You gotta give it to the Kayan.
The Sword of the Chilak here is because Israel has more to do.
You got it? You give him time to.
To the Kohen, before the
Kohen,
all he has to do is
shecht it. That's Rashi Sheet of Tysus argues. Everybody has 30 days. It's all from the Rabbanon. You give it right time. You look puzzled.
So why would the Kohen give it or sell it to Yisrael if you have to give it back to him?
Who's giving and selling it to Yisrael?
Well, I don't know. We said even a boy. You can even give it.
You let him invite him to eat it. It doesn't have kedusha. He can eat it.
Oh, he can't give it to
who?
The Kohen.
The Kohen can give it to whoever he wants.
Wants it to Ba'amun.
Yes.
He can give it to whoever he wants?
Yeah.
A part of the whole thing? The whole animal?
That's also up to him.
I don't know, when it comes to be shechting it, they have to go back to the coin?
Not back. It's by the coin. I'm not following.
Yeah, I'm not following.
The Shroil has to give it to a coin, but then the coin can do whatever he wants with it.
Yisrael has to give it to a kohen. It's matnas kahuna.
Okay.
If it's a tamim, the kohen also has no choice. He has to bring it as a karma. Okay. If it has a mum, or if it gets a mum, then the kohen. And if it's a karma, who gets the meat?
Who gets the meat?
Only the kohen and his household. Yisrael. He's not allowed to invite Yisrael to the table to eat it, even though it's kachim kalim. A good riddle. Which kachim kalim can only be eaten by a kohen or his household?
Bizmanenu as well?
No. No. A mum, you can even invite a guy.
Okay.
What?
Because tamim bizmanenu, you can't give it to anybody anyway.
If it's a tamim, no one can do anything with it. Everybody runs away from it because you're not allowed to even cause it to get a mum, and you're not allowed to get hanor from it. You're not allowed to do anything with it. So my father told me once in a while they would get such an animal in a town in Europe when they had animals running around. That's the point of Europe. It's like it was a holy place because they had animals running around. And they didn't take care of selling a part of the mother or a part of the child to a guy, which would prevent Kedushas Bechor. So every town usually had at least one of these kids, like feet, you know, running around, and everybody's running away from it.
It's a sacred cow.
Right. And you can't cause it to get a mum either right away, which that's why it's so complicated. Otherwise, you'll just chase it till it breaks a leg. But you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to cause it to get a mum. You're not allowed to make a mum in it. You're not allowed to cause it to get a mum. So it's like a comedy, you know, this little kid and everybody's like running away from it because everybody's afraid to touch it and not want to cause it to get a mum, and that's kadosh. Like usually my father told me, like every town had at least one such before that escaped the clutches of, you know, the selling it to a guy. Probably they was making a mess machine to a guy, and the guy came 5 minutes late, you know. So there's a machlokes Rashi tells us who has 30 days. Again, it gets a mum after a year. It's over a year old because not much, there's nothing you can do. It's a tam. Can't bring it as a carbon. So it's over a year old. Then when it gets a mum, you have 30 days. According to Rashi, you have 30 days. It's talking about it's still by Yisrael. So he has to decide which kayan, he has to UPS it, and he has to. He has a lot of work to do. But a kayan, go chef. What do you need 30 days for? The Tzaddik says, no, he has to find the right knife, he has to find the sheikhet, and he has to decide if he's going to roast it, or grill it, or cook it, or baste it, or, you know, a lot of major decisions. They make ketchup, mustard, he has to.
He didn't bake. Oh, no.
They didn't have ketchup, he decided.
Oh. Well, a movie can invite anybody.
Even a?
Go ahead.
Right. But if you invite a guy, you can't serve wine.
Oh, so that's a big 30 days. Is that who you invite?
Maybe. You make the guest list.
You can't serve wine because you're drinking with a guy, or you mean
Yayin
Bushel, like
this was,
but
Yayin, not in the room. No, he meant
Yayin Nessus. But isn't there also about not drinking wine at a meal with a guy?
I don't know if that applies if it's your house, if it's your guest. Okay. Aber da toyse sham kosu de gam kayn neisem shloishim yoim vim neilag mum tesvav yoim kaydem tayf ma shana. Let's say it gets a mum 15 days before the end of the year. So you have 15 days after Rosh Hashanah. No, you always have to have at least 30 days. Neisem lag kosu shana rak tesvav yoim, you give him 15 days, not 30. A klau shloishim yoim yoim ha mum. B'divrei Rambam kan perek aleph halachates nira gam king divrei atoysus that you say 30 days even if it's by the kohen shlochilek bein b'weitzul kohen eitzul Yisrael chay b'shulchan aruch yeredeya simin shenvav simches ein mavur hachilek v'nei din zed mitzul lochol tov shnoso bein tam bein baal mor v'nei mitzul sasei min haTorah. I don't know if he means a mitzul sasei the counting of the 248, the chinuch doesn't count it. I don't know. But you mean you're supposed to? You have to. I am the sugi count of chavov mitveiz of Rosh Hashanah davov mitveiz sugi the bal ta'acher umarit al gazi herich the gam bal mum mitzvah min atoriyah tachshana that the din of tachshana for bal mum is also a din diaraisa.
Does that mean even bismanenu?
Yeah, even the bal mum. V'hisig ala levush simin shenvav siv zayin v'tashon siv katan vav shemavur midivrem deinu ela mishum takola gami bal mum. What's a takola? That you'll work with it. You don't want it around. You don't want it sticking around. By the tumim, you have no choice. Nothing you can do. But by the bal mum, get rid of it as soon as you can. So that's how the levush says, and he doesn't say because you have to eat it within a year. It's a din d'oraisa. V'ayinshah mashehiksha then Balmum Gam came with the Oraisa to eat it within a year. So how do you give him the 30 days? Hello, I say the moment in the Dechadabam and Torah. I am the Sugya Dobatsia Daflamad Amal Aleph.
I'm sorry, what does that mean? I say the Mammon in the Dechadabam.
Yes. Okay, it's based on the Gemara and Baba Matsia. Even when it's asay doich alois asay, but the Gemara says midachinan isura mikami mamona. Even though according to the rules of asay doich alois asay, the asay is doich alois asay, but if the asay is monetary inyan and the lav is an isur dike inyan, so the Gemara says loydachinan isura mikami mamona. So I guess here that's the idea. That you want to accommodate him is called a momentistic idea. So how could that be doicha, the din of eating it within a year? So he says the terrace we said that we're talking about the year's over already.
So there's no more mitzvah to eat it within a year, because it's over a year old. So now you just have to, you get 30 days. He says that, that's his answer. I am sugi b'mitziyah. The Bab is anointed l'mum achar hashana, it's not a kasha. Keep it shavah l'mum hashana, ain't oid oid b'asei, hashana haba. I didn't know that. Every year you're over again on its birthday. Wow. Sounds like.
That's weird, right?
You always have a year. I thought once it's over a year, there's no more din to eat it within a year. He's mashma, you always have a year with the araisa.
So the rabbanim
were machmir
that make you do it in 30 days.
Yeah. You have a more of a but it is shver from in Nidal Lengmum 15 days before the end of the year. Lama noisim loy oites vaviyam b'shana shniya halo over ba'asei. You can't sell a Meister Bame, I told you, it's not like a Bukhar. Okay. So here, if it's a Dindi Araisa, so how could we be lenient and allow him to have it another 15 days after the year? Because of the Abid Araisa after Shabbos Aveda, he misses the same with the Chiloisa, saying, we come from Israel and Yitzchak the Mormon, who are Mishas, from the Tzir, that's like the same of Shabbos Aveda, is not Doicha, the Lav, the Mekoyim becoming Tomei. Even if according to the general rules, you would say, I say, Dechaloisa, sir, but there's a rule, Umi Dechina Nisura Mikami Mamoina. Ken Kandabi Minan Toira, Ech Nitzke Isra Mimei Mamoina. Dechok Rechazal, didn't say.
And the Isra Torah is the second year?
What?
What's the Isra Torah we're talking about?
Yeah.
The second year? No.
No, here we're talking about even the first year. The first year we're talking about. How do you give him another 15 days? The year's up already. Both eat it before the end of the year.
Is that
Yisr
or
an Asay? It's an Asay. His point is it's not moment. It's just of a heifer. It's not a moment of stick of damn. It's a... Okay, we'll stop here. The mosaicus, I have to... That's the terrace.
I know.
Yeah, sleep on it. You have to sleep on it. Which I'm going to do now. That's my preparation.